Uncle, you can't hear us today, Saturday.
Today is Friday.
True, today is Friday.
Well, let's go listen to Uncle Rico now on CKUW 95.9, the baddest radio station. I'm going to tell you, the baddest radio station in Winnipeg. Got the radio?
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at CKUW.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Dear Black Girl, it took me so long to write this letter, because I felt like somehow I was still struggling with this truth. I felt like, however, I've grew past it, I still needed to prove that their truth wasn't necessarily true.
Because they will look at your black skin, filled with precious and beautiful melanin, and they will tell you you're so beautiful for dark skin.
As if your skin color was the only thing they saw when they looked at you.
But when I look at you, I see history. I see how they have enslaved my great-grand-grandmother. And even though we're both complete strangers, and my resting bitch face may feel like hatred,
I feel this raw bond between us, and I just want to say that our complexion doesn't determine us.
Because we are exquisite.
Dear Black Girl, they may say that you're trying to be white, as if being born in a black skin isn't enough for them to realize that there isn't such a thing as acting white.
As if educating yourself, reading books, expanding your vocab, ça veut dire que je suis en train d'être une blanche? Mais laisse-moi te dire maintenant que ma peau noire, ça signifie pas mon intelligence, want wij zijn meer dan dat.
En iedere dag moet ik aan mijn medezusters vertellen dat lichter zijn niet beter is. En het enige verschil tussen haar lichte complex en jouw donkere huid is waar we werkten als slaven in de geschiedenis. Wij zijn één pot nat.
But you know what? If there's no struggle, there's no progress.
Never be limited by other people's limited imagination. Racism is not an excuse for you not to do the best you can.
Because the struggle is a never-ending process that has never really been won. You earn it and win it in every generation.
That was Dr. Mae Jemison,
Frederick Douglass,
Arthur Ashe,
and Coretta Scott King.
All this greatness, and darling, keep in mind, they had all a black skin.
Dear Black Girl, when I say you're not beautiful for a black girl, but simply beautiful for being you, believe me.
Sincerely, Maravilla, a black, educated, dark-skinned girl.
Babylon, voices catching up, watch out, child, Babylon falling down, society a broken promise, economies war, citizen whores. Political pimps leaving us flat on our backs, trading today, waiting for the promised land. Roles playing roles, covering every day's fear. going off to work, having the job done on us. In the eyes of God, building the bomb, loving thyself, hating thyself in the illusion. Voice is catching up, watch out, child, watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down. Caligula laughs loudly through time, twisting love to get at the sexes. Class is material consumed. Designer worlds create electric impulses, turning down life. The real goodbye. See it in our face. See it every place. Last rush in Babylon. Voices catching up. Voices catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down. Falling down.
For a day like today, bright and shining, soca glory. Everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy of every creed and race. Lord, phenomenal, the lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be fear? Aye, the party starts. Fantastic Friday. Sincerely from your heart, thank God it's Friday. I'm just here to say hello.
It's Friday. Come on up, we'll be looking out for you. Denisha, we're looking out for you. Love and kindness to everyone. This is our sometimes, yes, but all the years, Princess Catherine, who makes sure that he feeds us in and out, and we are always about the shout out
for every soccer that we want to inform, educate,
and I am freedom from
my last three no harmony. It doesn't follow no symphony. Gentle weapons may destroy I man. Like they're trying to disrupt this human plan.
Human plan.
What man really needs in life is skin.
One
thing that your lion is. Try to take away something from this world. Instead of living for senseless gain. What man really needs in life is love.
One love.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
Premier Wahb Kanu says the province has welcomed another family from Gaza to receive life-changing medical care. This is the second Gazan family that has been brought into Manitoba this year. The premier says the first family who had a child that also needed medical care has had a number of appointments and surgeries and is doing well. Kanu says it shows the province is willing to lend a hand to those who need it.
Manitoba is stepping up to help out around the world through times of need. And while we may not be able to bring about the end to suffering that we would all want to see, we are able to help a few kids. And I think that that's something that we can all be very supportive of.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
How can you buy or sell the sky, the warmth of the land? The idea is strange to us. If we do not own the freshness of the air and the sparkle of the water, how can you buy them?
Artistic dilemma. I have two poems. One poem is older, and one poem I just wrote backstage. Which one would you like to hear? Wait! How many for the old one? How many for the new one? All right, so remember, if it sucks, you ask for it. One night at 3 a.m., I went to the corner store. I forgot why. Oh, that's right, I wanted a bite. I had the munchies because I was high. The store is owned by Mr. Fong, and every day he sees me, he does me wrong. He's Korean. Now, I'd never say I hate all Korean people. I haven't met all Korean people. That hate talks for savages. But even though I don't generalize, I do percentages and averages. So far, I hate 1 out of 5 Korean people I've met so far. So I come in the store. Hello, Mr. Fong, I say. And he just scowls at me and growls at me. Buy something. Hurry up. Now look, I'm not stealing in the least. But if you're shopping and you know someone's watching your shop, that should'll make you look like a thief. Mr. Fong said, hey, I've been watching you since you came in the door. Buy something now or get out of my store. Now I couldn't take it anymore. Hey, I said, raising my hand, get your fingers out of my face, China man. Mr. Fong said, hey, what make you think I'm Chinese? You must not know what you're saying. You made a mistake, Brack man. Mr. Fong is Korean. Now I was wrong. I said, Mr. Fong, I'm sorry to offend by mistaking your race. But you gotta admit, if it was a Chinese lookalike contest, your ass would place. You're a dead ringer for a Chinese. But don't be mad at me. I didn't mean to offend you in the least. You know, some people say all black people look alike. We call those people police. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not going, I'm gone. Up, up, up and away, and I'm on a higher plane with a brain with a flame. Feel the fire, desire the same. Knowledge and wisdom and understanding possessed by God, transferred to man in a script or a book or a scripture that looks like a biblical writing, inviting the hook of a song. Sing along with a strong subliminal message, divesting all men from criminal acts of the devil, revealed in rebel, designed to decline the mind to a lower level. Read the Holy Quran or the Bible, because it's liable to be a revival for the weak that see power. It'll bring infallible power. Knowledge is king. Now who wants some? Come get it. A battle is a test of wits and I'm with it. Heartbeats, torch, and I lit it. Set the world on fire, I did it. Now that it feels good, I'm heating up. I feed off knowledge and can't eat enough. Cause knowledge is infinite, suckers ain't into it. Ignorance is bliss, and they're kin to it. They party and dance, and they don't ever glance at a book or look for their mind to advance. Caught in a rut, chasing butt, trying to get a dollar or a nun. Evil feeds off a source of apathy, weak in the mind, and of course you have to be less than a man, more like a thing. No knowledge or nothing. Knowledge is king. My knowledge comes from a spiritual force, stronger than any earthly source of propaganda, hype or slander. I don't believe the hype, I understand the media dictates the mind and rotates the way you think and think. Slow pace brains can't maintain, ascertain, insipid inane, crass, vain, insane, lame, tradition, all praise, fame, position, wanna be a star, drive a big car, live bourgeois and don't know who you are, lost in the sauce and praising the dollar, whether your faith is Christ or Allah, the knowledge of God will teach one thing, the dollar is moot, knowledge is king. My rhymes make a weak mind anorexic. You can't hang without slang, so eject it. I've selected rhymes to wreck it to affect the effect of a rhyme that left it. Hanging like a pound that can't come down, but you're hanging in the brain, so your brain is hellbound.
Jeez,
lost
man.
And bound by the serpent sound. What you don't know can't hurt.
Jeez,
that's
like profound.
Absurd, some better word. An ignorant fool is a real cool nerd. Your pockets are fat with an empty head. Got a little bit of fame and a name, and your brain dead. You count your dollars, so you think you're in. You know how to count, but you don't know when. Ask history today and it'll equal the future. Repetitive mistakes because the brain and the future need knowledge to understand the concept of sacrifice. But we don't understand, so we have to fight for killing people we never saw before. Some don't even know what they're killing for. Following rulers instead of the prophets. The wicked can rule you, but knowledge can stop it. Souls can't be controlled because it's a spiritual thing.
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Body for you, body just shake bello. But it's a fun one, tell them. Bello, deliver like I get bello. Them say I dey go sell them. Them say I dey go sell them. Destiny to fortune, I go make you Joe Dada. Say you get the power. Sweetie passi, I'm a lucky too. Shinji Kagawa, Jesus Christy love our. Got them falling yakata. You know I see sabi girl they do. I know fitness, you know go fit in my shoes. High fashion Jimmy shoes. Wanna sip some gin and juice tomorrow. Spirit in fortune, I go make you Joe Dada. Say you get the power. Sweetie passi, I'm a lucky too. Shinji Kagawa, Jesus Christy love our. Got them falling yakata. You know I see sabi girl they do.
She wanna go Africa, I said that's 54 countries. And every place different caliber, different flavors. Tell me what you need. How far? Hurry up, I'm about to leave. Been in Babylon way too long. Gotta get that break, that pedal and screech. Take shots at a Zanzibar. Chop Mishkaki by the ocean beach. Konyaki with the locals. Take time cause you're stronger than a lion teeth. See an old volcano, climb Kilimanjaro. That's the highest peak. See the pharaohs in Egypt, Tutankhamun and Ramesses. And when you see those statues staring at you, you will see where the original G's turn up as Great Pyramid of Giza. Ancient wonders and dynasties. Says she wanna go Africa, I said that's 54 countries. And every place different caliber, different flavors. Tell me what you need. How far? Hurry up, I'm about to leave. Been in Babylon way too long. Gotta get that break, that pedal and screech. We can go to Zimbabwe, see how the waterfall into the Zambezi. Pick picnic in a safari, then drive through jacaranda trees. Snorkeling at Seychelles, crystal clear oceans, you can see those reefs. Put the water on your feet. Say shallow has got the cleanest beach. And when we touch down, I cry, you got day like rock. And I get some 2 hours sleep, cause everywhere lit like Christmas tree. My area code plus 233. Say she wanna go Africa, I said that's 54 countries. And every place different caliber, different flavors. Tell me what you need. How far? Hurry up, I'm about to leave. Been in Babylon way too long. Gotta get that break, that pedal and screech. I'm a
listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM. Ka-chow.
Get your check up. The whole system is set up. It's time we really get up. We've been about this forever. revolution from the time we met up. Take it back, I got my fists up, Malcolm X in 88. But revolution only works for those that will participate. You are great, they are late. Yo, it's time to demonstrate higher level mental states. Conscious people congregate. Show the love, not the hate. This is basic, no debate. But these people are debating and they hating. They should wait. It was bickering amongst ourselves and got us in this state. Yeah, the truth is inconvenient, but the truth is never late. You can't see what they be doing, how they thinking, how they moving. You can't see what they pursuing, making claims none are proven. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. We can see who is the enemy, sovereignty's the remedy. You don't need telepathy, it's white supremacy. Don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it, don't fall for it. Bringing the raw, doing it all. Government officials breaking the law. You never see what you never saw. 303, open the door. Knowledge reigns. That is the game. Ignorance, that is insane. Don't fall for it. The reps and the Dems are the same. This one's shooting us up. That one's locking us up. This one got us stuck. That one's out of luck. You confront if you need to. The cycle never ends. No justice, but in 4 years they hyping us again. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. If you thinking that you learning. And you drinking and you burning and you really not concerning with the news and what they learning. Don't fall for it. 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 If you love it, never hate it. You agree it, don't debate it. HBCU educated, your degree is highly rated. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't you fall for it. Don't fall for it. Yo, me, I'm not a fake dude. I'ma keep it real, real. They see through it all that America needs a heel deal. America ain't really sick. This is what it really is. Gunshots and cages for black and brown little kids. Now they acting like they not the cause of how we live. Do not tell me what you gonna do. I can see what you did. Look at her. Look
thinking
at
about how to talk about greed. I've been thinking about how to talk about greed. I've been wondering if I could sing about greed. Trying to find a way to talk about greed. Greed is a poison rising in this land. The soul of the people twisted in its command. It moves like a virus, seeking out everyone. Greed never stops its work, it never ever done. A creeping, choking, killing, invading everywhere. There is really no escaping greed's sneaky snare. I've been thinking about how to talk about greed. I've been thinking about how to talk about greed. I've been wondering if I could sing about greed. Trying to find a way to talk about greed. Not partial to gender or your sexual desires. All it wants is for you to want to own, to possess, and to buy. Nothing seems to stop it once it enters your soul. As you buying anything, spending out of control. It moves within the culture, touching us all. Greed really isn't picky, it'll make anybody fall. I've been thinking about how to talk about greed. I've been thinking about how to talk about greed. I've been wondering if I could sing about greed. Trying to find a way to talk about greed. It's been around a
hi, this is Catherine. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. All the way down from southern Manitoba, I absolutely love it, and you will too.
Yeah.
Christian Pete.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Anything now shock out, get wash out. Watch out the king about and the queen I come out, patch out the spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, watch ya. Adam Mercy. Adam Mercy. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call and need to over me, man a fight. And that now one no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, I feel come back quick. Dance, better me road, I need a tape back me chop. Trouble me, get me out.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Thank you where you come from. As long as you're a black man.
A black woman or a black guy.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity
and
of an
African.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
that don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
it don't matter.
Africa.
Because coming to you all the way from West African country called Nigeria is the brother called.
So don't you where you come from,
to give you news and news.
As long as you're a black man, you're an African.
Yes, good morning, Westmoreland.
Your nationality.
All of our listeners in the KD, Kwame, Lucas from Africa. Our first piece from Black Agenda Radio. We are joined by Mario Buzon, Vice President of Policy at the New York Immigration Coalition. He joins to discuss immigration and customs enforcement detentions taking place at Federal Plaza in New York. Stay tuned for that.
So we at the NYIC released a video maybe 2 weeks ago now showing two dozen men crammed into a single cell at 26 Federal Plaza. They were lying on the floor. They had spent weeks there without showers, in some cases without medication, without changes of clothes, and without real communication with the outside world. Now, in addition to this being just an inhumane situation, it is also a violation of ICE's standards for detention. So 26 Federal Plaza in Manhattan is a courthouse, and it has a small area for temporary holds, what in ICE parlance is called a hold area. ICE has been using those for detentions of indeterminate length. That's a violation of people's rights, and it's a violation of the legal standards of detention. Even worse, detention centers are subject to congressional visitation. So every Congress member has the right to visit, for the purposes of oversight, any detention facility run by ICE anywhere in the country at any time without needing to give prior notice. It's right there in black letter law. ICE has denied at least four different congresspeople their right to visit this center. So that is Congressperson Nadler, that is Congressperson Espaillat, that is Congressperson Nydia Velazquez, and Congressperson Daniel Goldman. All four of them have tried to visit 26 Federal Plaza and were denied. ICE said that this is because it is not a detention facility under the law, but they are, in fact, detaining people there. In addition, ICE Secretary Trisha McLaughlin claimed that, or said that, quote, that any claim that there is overcrowding or subprime conditions is categorically false. That also was untrue. So we're here to uplift this to all of your listeners, to make sure that people know what's really happening there, because we have both a violation of people's rights and we have a violation of the black letter law.
Next one, also from Black Agenda. We're joined by Hazami Bamadi, a media encampment organizer in Washington. He is one of the activists that are demanding an end to misleading coverage of Gaza and Palestine by U.S. media corporations such as NBC News, MSNBC, News Nation, and Fox News, which have offices where the encampment is located.
Part of Israel's genocidal plan is to annihilate and make Gaza unlivable, and forced starvation is a really sick, demented tactic in order to annihilate a population. People are too weak to resist occupation. They are too weak to go and find food. They are too weak to care about just about anything because their bodies are so frail. And the media does not want you to know that Israel is doing this. They want it to feel like, you know, a humanitarian crisis at this point. But also, I think it's important to note that when people have been sounding the alarm bells about forced starvation in the early stages of famine, in stage 1, 2, 3, and 4, media did not cover it. It wasn't until the public outrage got so extreme, because you started seeing media images of children, not in mainstream media, but on social media and by the courageous citizen journalists inside Gaza, of children emaciated, their ribs protruding, their stomachs caved inwards, their eyes black, just sunken black eyes. Those images, which I just got chills all over my body saying, because it reminds us, sadly, of photos that came out of, you know, Poland and out of the concentration camps that the Jewish communities were held in, that we said never again, but never again is now. And we are seeing these images and we are not naming Israel because we don't want to deal with the reality of what caused this man-made forced starvation, that this was deliberate, that it is political, that it is not a humanitarian crisis. It is a political crisis at its core. Israel is blocking the aid. They cannot cover that because the Zionist donors, the Zionist editorial boards do not want that. And we saw, for example, with the New York Times, with BBC, where staff is coming out saying that they have been told that they cannot use the word genocide, despite the fact that genocide scholars around the world, including Israeli human rights organizations, are calling it a genocide, calling it a forced starvation, calling it deliberate. Yet American media fails to cover that because of the pressure of the editorial boards, because of the pressure of the donors, because of the pressure of the political landscape that constantly wants to somehow pacify the American public into believing that we need to continue to send our tax money to a genocidal, barbaric regime that is using our money to annihilate a civilian population and claim land. You know, we're seeing reports of that now, where you're seeing even the Trump administration is talking about Israel occupying Gaza. The Israeli government has come out, and yet we're not seeing coverage of that as outrage in American media. It's just a statement of fact. You know, Israel is going to occupy Gaza. Gaza is not Israel's to occupy. That is a violation of law, but you're seeing the whitewashing in order to normalize the news so that when it happens, people are immune and people are passive.
We have another one. Here, Marcelo Onyago joins us from Brooklyn to discuss her Substack post, "The Kenyan President is a Colonizer." She analyzes colonization and its deeper meanings regarding events in Kenya and her own understanding of that term.
We tend to think of colonization as this society, like when you think about Kenya, like pre 1963, which is like, you know, it was like a British protectorate is what they called it. And you had white faces in places of power. And then we sort of think of it like post 1963 as like, oh, now we have like Jomo Kenyatta, who is a black man who was part of the Mau Mau fighters, who's sort of like fought for this independence from like white colonialism and white settlerism. And now it's like, oh, it's like a new age. And now you have like black people at the helm, leading this society that is for Black people, which is literally not what's happening and is not the case at all. So the post that I wrote about was specifically about the Kenyan President Ruto saying that the police should shoot protesters on the legs if they are looting or stealing from businesses. And the reason why he stated this is because there's been this Gen Z, I don't know if you've heard about it, there's been this Gen Z uprising against the Kenyan government, specifically Ruto. And the biggest uprising uprising happened actually last year in June when Gen Z invaded Parliament because Ruto wanted to increase taxes specifically on the vulnerable population to pay back IMF loans. So this is where the colonialism comes, right? So the IMF gives these loans to so-called underdeveloped countries and then forces them to restructure their economy to pay back IMF loans. And a lot of that restructuring happens through gutting public services and also raising taxes on people who are already poor. And so looking at it from that perspective, you kind of see that, okay, so this idea of like colonialism ending really isn't the case when the Kenyan government still feels the need to pay back loans by the IMF, takes back and also takes loans from the IMF and does not listen to the population in terms of like what their needs are. So I think it's also very important to say that this is not like really Kenyans like colonizing themselves as much as this is neocolonialism. This is like the Europeans left the stage and put these, I would say, in-house colonizers, where you see these black faces and you think, oh, these people are for us, but in reality, they're there to just serve European needs. Like in Kenya, for example, like the plantations in Kenya, I mean, you have small farmers, but they're also like these large European companies like EPK that still own plantations. I think in April, in fact, like about 100 people took over like an EPK firm, claiming that these are like, this is our land. Like, so there wasn't like a lot of land redistribution after the end of colonialism, quote unquote. Colonialism is also a big part to understand about Kenya. So a lot of the people who were landless because of the white settlers never really got their land back. So this idea that, you know, colonialism is over and Kenya belongs to the Kenyan people couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, there's been like a huge elite capture of like, obviously just like the general elites of Kenya as anywhere else could happen. But also there's been the elite capture like that serves Western interests. Like we're talking about British manufacturers and like prioritizing like wealthy individuals like over like the regular run-of-the-mill Kenyan person.
We move on to democracy now. First, we speak with Irene Khan. You are a special rapporteur on freedom of opinion and expression. She talks about the assassination of one of the most prominent journalists in Gaza, Al Jazeera correspondent Anas al-Sharif, along with four of his colleagues at the network and the sixth journalist, the freelance reporter Mohammed al-Khalidi.
Yes, well, Anas actually contacted me and Al Jazeera contacted me to tell me of this impending threat on his head. They had seen it before. He's not the first one, as you know. There are some, anything between 26 to 30 journalists who have been targeted in this campaign of assassination. And Anas wanted me to go public. He wanted others to go public to stop what Israel was doing. But at the same time, he thanked me for my support and then he said nothing would stop him from speaking the truth. And in a way, he signed his own death warrant by that, because, as you know, he and the others, Al Jazeera's entire team in northern Gaza, were killed, murdered, just as Israel ramps up its military action on the city, Gaza City. So there is a clear pattern here of killing journalists to clear the path, to silence voices, to stop the international global opinion from being informed of the genocide in Gaza. Israel has refused to give access to international media. So these are all local Gazan journalists who are putting their lives on the line to keep the world informed. Many of them, you named some 200, many of them, of course, have been killed in the intensity of the battle. Many of them have been killed while asleep in their own apartments. But these cases, the cases of Anas now and his colleagues and a number of other cases of targeted killing, is really murder. It is not killing in the context of war. It is a deliberate strategy to stop independent voices reporting. So it's as much a threat to independent journalism as it is to the journalists themselves, as well as a blatant attempt by the Israelis to stop the world witnessing what they are doing. And that is why Anas got in touch with me, because he realized what was happening. You know, from his message on LinkedIn and from his message that he has sent to me and to others, it was very, very clear. He has been there on the ground since October 2023. He could see the pattern. He could see what was happening. He knew they were coming for him. And that is why it's incumbent on all of us now not to just condemn, but actually to act. before independent media is totally obliterated from Gaza.
Our next one, also from Democracy Now!, we speak with Al Jazeera managing editor Mohammed Morad after Israel has assassinated 5 of the network's journalists in Gaza, including veteran correspondent Anas Al-Sharif, in an airstrike on Sunday. This piece feeds off the last piece, so stay tuned for that.
He was one of the most recognizable voices reporting from Gaza since the war began in October 2023, among the few international journalists who remained in northern Gaza throughout the conflict, broadcasting even as Israeli forces ordered more than 1 million Palestinians to evacuate the area. Born in Jabalia refugee camp, Al-Sharif graduated from Al-Aqsa University's media faculty. He became one of the key voices from Gaza's front lines. Throughout the war, the 28-year-old reporter paid a high personal price for his commitment to truth. In December 2023, his father was killed when Israeli forces struck the family home in Jabalia. This came weeks after death threats. Israeli officers told him to stop reporting, but he refused. When a ceasefire came into effect in January, relieved Palestinians celebrated as Anas shed his protective gear. The joy was short-lived. Israel broke the ceasefire in March. And in recent weeks, the pressure intensified. The Israeli army targeted him and his colleagues online, falsely accusing Al-Sharif of being a Hamas member. Al Jazeera strongly denies those claims. The Committee to Protect Journalists warned his life was in acute danger. They called for international protection, but it never came. Anticipating his murder by Israeli forces, a pre-prepared message was posted on his X account after his death, saying, "If these words reach you, know that Israel has succeeded in killing me and silencing my voice. I have lived through pain in all its details, tasted suffering and loss many times. Yet I never once hesitated to convey the truth as it is, without distortion or falsification, so that God may bear witness against those who stayed silent and accepted our killing." He ends, "Do not forget Gaza, and do not forget me in your sincere prayers for forgiveness and acceptance."
It's a devastating loss. Anas and Mohammed were the voices you heard from Gaza's shattered streets, the steady tone that made chaos comprehensible. Mohammed and Anas were the eye behind the lens, catching all the details to the world from Gaza City. They were the only two prominent voices left in Gaza. You've heard Prime Minister Netanyahu admitting that no international journalist is allowed to enter Gaza until he directed his team to allow them 2 days ago, subject to security issue. So you have seen that admittance. He said it on his own words. And at the same time, you've seen silencing local journalists. The pattern is clear, degrading, delegitimizing, smearing, and then killing, justifying the killing by unfounded allegations. You haven't seen presented evidence. You haven't seen any evidence of these allegations, but the world would say that the IDF claimed blah, blah, blah. So that's what we have been seeing from the Israeli government from the start of this war.
And next, we speak with Doctors Without Borders, Avril Benoit. She stresses that the starvation crisis in Gaza is entirely a result of Israel's ongoing siege of the territory.
The reason that Doctors Without Borders, or as we're known internationally, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is calling for the closure of the GHF, and we don't even dare use the word humanitarian, because it's not humanitarian. They're essentially death traps. So every time they have a distribution, the clinics are receiving mass casualty number of patients who are shot, or they are suffering from lacerations from barbed wire around the sites, or injuries from the stampedes that inevitably happen, because the way the GHF functions is so disorganized, so it seems negligent, intentionally negligent, reckless, that people get injured. And so even, we have stories in our report of children also being shot. We treated an 8-year-old girl with gunshot wounds to the chest and a 5-year-old boy with severe head trauma, both of them injured near these GHF sites. And we know that it's linked to the distribution events because they all come in at once. All these patients come in at once and they say, that's where we were. Even one of my own colleagues was killed at a distribution. The airdrops are chaotic. Every time they try to bring in trucks, it's chaotic. And certainly the GHF is singularly disorganized, reckless, dangerous. And we cannot help but come to the conclusion that these are deliberately set up death traps for those who are starving to survive with a bit of food aid that they can grab hold of. Israeli authorities have been striving to discredit the United Nations effort since long before October 7th, of course. So they had roughly 400 distribution sites. It was working reasonably well. You did not see starving children begging for food and bowls of slop on television up until this latest siege. And so now we have 4 sites. They're talking about quadrupling that. Sounds very impressive. But to go from 4 to 16 is not going to cover the needs.
We go to Middle East analyst Muni Rabbani. He emphasizes that the new strategy is simply the first phase of a larger plan for the permanent displacement, occupation, and annexation of the entire Gaza Strip.
It wasn't the Security Council, it was Israel's Security Cabinet that took this decision to seek to seize physical control of the entirety of Gaza City. And I think it needs to be seen as the first phase of a larger plan enunciated by the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In the clip you just showed, where the objective is to take control, physical control of the entirety of the Gaza Strip in the context of unachievable objectives, basically ensuring there isn't even so much as a water pistol left in the Gaza Strip. And it's really a recipe for permanent occupation, annexation in all but name, until Israel's international partners agree to that. And I think we have to recall what Israel's strategy has been from the outset, which is the